Today's training is a training that I've developed under the guise of the Success Principles, which is called You Can't Sell a Secret. Today, it's so difficult not to be a secret. There's so much noise that is created in so many different social silos that the silence and the secrets are pervading our growth. And so understanding that the fear of rejection, perfectionism, the lack of comfort and confidence are the silent obstacles that keep our biggest ideas hidden. When we allow excessive worrying to take over, when we allow interference of any type of reaction to this fear, it drains or it interferes with our energy. It dulls our creativity, prevents us from engaging with the very people, let alone attracting the very people who might need our solutions the most, that might need the resolve the most. Just as strategic foresight is crucial, the paralysis of the interference that's created by the reaction to fear, anxiety, frustration, anger, guilt, resentment, etc., the future actually can stop us from making progress today. And the meaning that we give our past is limiting ourselves in that pursuit of our potential. That's why visibility is an act of service. By sharing our secrets in an abundant way, our products, our services, our solutions, our ideas, our value propositions, we're not merely seeking validation. We're offering genuine value, genuine help. In this training, we'll explore how confidence, clarity, and communication come together to form a strong foundation for any successful selling process and growth process. We'll look at why repetition and exposure build trust, how to overcome the mental barriers like the fear of judgment and perfectionism, of the fear of what people might think or what we want people to think instead of I am. What am I doing to interfere with it, to stop the secrets? And finally, how embracing this service mindset that was taught by Napoleon Hill to provide value first, a mindset that transforms all ordinary communication into a powerful contribution. By the end of this framework, we will see that selling in itself is far more than a transaction, a negotiation, a quid pro quo. It's a more than enough opportunity, a chance to positively impact people's lives, fulfill your own definiteness of purpose, and create lasting relationships. Let's get ready to share the secrets to refine your message, to create resolve in your life, and to step confidently into a spotlight that your life's ambitions deserve. The first lesson of You Can't Sell a Secret is the three C's: confidence, clarity, and communication. You must practice in order to facilitate confidence and feeling comfortable. You have to have repetition. And I believe it's exponential if you're capable of assigning a minimum amount of time to do it each day and believe in your own value, taking inventory of your own values. If you don't believe in the value of you and that which you bring, if you haven't taken inventory in a repetitive way, giving intention and attention to the value that you provide, nobody else will. It's a secret. Strategic foresight is not only good, but it's an unwavering confidence in the definiteness of purpose that prevents the anxiety, fear, separation, inferiority, superiority, interference from paralyzing you. There's so many startup founders, business people, executives, entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs who rehearse again and again their ideas and their pitches, repeatedly standing out at different networking events because they speak with conviction, confidence, in a comfortable manner, with no interference and no hesitation. This is no accident. This is practice. The clarity of this communication comes from the confidence, which comes from the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential by being repetitive and assigning time each and every day in order to facilitate those three C's. It is the passion, the desire that you must be what you can be, and the preparation that fuels this genuine confidence to amplify your essence, the skills you have, the knowledge of who and what, and of course, the desire, the commitment to give other people confidence in your secret. Pitching regularly, practicing regularly, strengthens belief in the product, service, or solution that you are preparing to provide. We must always create alignment action and prepare for adjustment with passion and purpose. Remember, God, whoever your God is bigger than the circumstances. God, or whoever your God is, does not want you to limit yourself. The infinite source wants you to be an infinite resource. Stop interfering with it. Stop hiding it. Stop keeping it a secret. Make sure what you are selling and communicating is tied to what you truly care about. It doesn't matter. It's the reasons that matter, the meaning that matters. Practice, 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 practice your pitch, practice your capability articulation, practice your value quantitatively, articulating it greater than what you're asking for in all personal and professional pursuits. Use every technology, all your friends, colleagues, and mentors as sounding boards in order to get feedback on not whether they agree or disagree, but more importantly, how it resonates with them and what suggestions or questions they have. Clarity will define your message through this feedback and all of the paralyzing interference that often comes with overly complex ideas will allow you to create a truth, which is illustrated by simplicity. The clearer your message, the easier it is for others to say yes. So many consultants whose taglines fit into one sentence, like make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, sparks more interest than the long-winded explanations of I coalesce the vapors of human existence in order to create a viable and logical conclusion. If they don't get it in one sentence, you don't get it. And it's far too complex. I have a 5-second test that I utilize in order to figure out if I am confusing or simplifying a matter. I draft repetitively and refine repetitively multiple versions of different types of communication until it is crystal clear, proven by its simplicity, measured by its simplicity, the ability not to hide because I'm afraid people won't understand. And then finally, we want to make sure our message is relatable. The communication of the third C. Even the best ideas, services, solutions, and products fail if they are not articulated in a way that resonates emotionally. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. An entrepreneur who tells a brief story about how the product solved a personal pain point connects far faster than one reciting the features and benefit dump that most people do, especially in today where the size, scope, and scale of the total addressable community is so large that the only objective of 80% of our outreach communication is to get people to get back to us. When we email someone, call someone, DM somebody, when we put up a video, we only want them just to get back to us. We don't need to feature and benefit dump because that'll create more resistance than not. When I have young salespeople that I'm training and I ask them how many calls that do you make, and they'll tell me, and I'll say, well, how many people got back to us? Zero. Well, maybe you're doing something wrong. Because if we double the amount of people that get back to us in person, on the phone, via email and media, we'll double our sales minimum, probably triple our sales because we're learning by having more repetition and more practice. It is the lessons created by the stories we tell that will connect to people on an emotional level, knowing people by an emotion for logical reasons. The facts alone rarely move people unless it is a quantitative fact that is articulated upon alignment with value to exceed what we're asking for. If you're not asking, would it help you if, and do you know someone that can help me, then align your message what people with what they like, don't like, what's working, what's not working, what they know or don't know, because that's how values derive, by giving more of what they like, what's working and what they know, and taking away what they don't like, what they're not working and what they don't know. Use the entire energetic, empathetic being that you are to show a genuine essence and understanding of the challenges, the struggles, the pain, and the setbacks that your community is facing. Utilize the three C's in order to create belief in your value, confidence, clarity, and communication. I talk about being annoying. Great leaders are all annoying because of two things that they do. They're honest and they're repetitive. And the power of repetition and exposure allows us to sell our secrets, to expose people to our secrets. If strategic foresight is a valuable asset, consistent exposure is the engine that drives the long-term recognition that people will buy from things they know exist. What they don't know exists is impossible to buy. Products, services, solutions, ideas, or brands. I know so many financial advisors who consistently post valuable tips on social media, and it becomes a go-to resource for me, while others remain hidden despite having equal or greater expertise. People I meet, like, dude, I've never even heard of you. I didn't even know about that. Can't sell a secret. Omnipresence creates trust. People trust what they know, and they don't trust what they don't know. When people see you repetitively and they hear you repetitively, you become a comfortable, confident, familiar choice. I know Clinton Sparks, a platinum producing record mogul, 80 million or more records sold. His favorite line is get familiar. Get familiar, be familiar is what I say. Become familiar. You definitely want to be more interested than interesting and get familiar with other people that can provide value to you, but you also have to become familiar. Leveraging all of the different platforms from LinkedIn to in person, on the phone, email, and show up consistently every day. Become their favorite song. Become their bedtime story. Why is it that when we were little, we would make our grandparents read the same story again and again and again? Why is it when we go to the Rolling Stones concert, if they don't play Satisfaction, we're pissed off? Become Satisfaction. Become Brown Bear. Educate the inner circle. Build a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other by becoming familiar and get familiar with them. Don't assume that even your closest friends fully grasp what you're doing, what you're offering, and what you're about, what your essence is. I guarantee they don't, including maybe even your most intimate friends and partners. Make it simple, make it memorable, and make it repetitive. The power of repetition and exposure will allow you to expose everyone to your secrets, your essence. The next lesson is overcoming barriers to sharing. And I also want everyone to know that these exercises and guides are provided by the Napoleon Hill Institute. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We'll be happy to share these with you in order to facilitate not selling a secret, giving it away, exposing you to Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, all of these great things we would love to share with you. In this very lesson, overcoming barriers, email me, by the way, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. Overcoming barriers to sharing. Excessive interference. That's the barrier to sharing. Excessive worrying, resentment, guilt, separation, inferiority, superiority, anxious, frustrated, angry, worrying about others' opinions drains your creative focus and keeps you small. Do you have any small minds stop big ideas? Not because the actual small minds are laughing, scoffing, and making fun of you, which they will, but it's actually exponential because it's the small minds that you're afraid of that might laugh at you, scoff at you, and make fun of you? What if 100 out of 100 people, 98 of them laughed, scoffed, and made fun of you, and two of them loved it and supported it and amplified it? And they got two more people, and 98 more people are laughing, scoffing, and making fun of you. And then they got four more people, and then eight more people, then 16. Pretty soon, in 20 turns of the exponential outcome, you have 2 million people getting you 2 million people. Yes, 20 million, 40 million people are laughing at you, scoffing at you, and making fun of you. But eventually, they'll applaud you. A creator who stops posting updates due to a single negative comment misses out on building a supportive community of people that want to help you and know people that can help you, that will buy from you and sell for you for life. The greatest pitches are not just the ones that are authentic, but they're the ones who are at your essence, your secrets that are amplified and communicated with clarity and balance and focus. People respond to you, not what's perfect. People respond to who you are, not to what's interfering with it. We can reframe criticism, laughing, scoffing, and making funny, and treat negative feedback as a chance to not only refine ourselves, but to protect, promote, love, and perfect us, not punish us or infect us. We must stay service focused and remind ourselves that the solution here exists for us and the value exists for us to help us, not to please everybody else. It is not what other people or what I want other people to think. It's what I think in the divine direction, utilizing the detours as divine promotion, protection, love, and perfection to allow for the divine time to give us a revelation, to reveal the truth. And allow us to accelerate and aggregate and compound exponentially the outcomes that we desire. The next lesson is to create actionable frameworks to share and scale, to capture, modify, amplify, and perpetuate in person, on the phone, via email, and media, trusting that the future solutions will emerge, which will not only motivate but inspire immediate action. The visibility is the path to both validation and improvement. So many coaches who share their new workshop ideas and their new challenges and their new programs with just five people a day, one in person, one on the phone, one via email, one via traditional media, one via social media, they actually refine their ideas through the real feedback that is protecting, promoting, love, and perfecting, rather than waiting for the perfect moment. So many people that I help write books never publish them because it needs to be a perfect book. I had one of my friends, amazing guy, he invented Pictionary, and he must have written 8 books in one because he finished the book and I loved it, and then he's like, oh, not good enough, and he rewrote the book and loved it, and did not good enough, rewrote the book and loved it, not good enough, so on and so forth. And I'll tell you, the 8th version was just as good as the first. The only difference is he could add 8 books written. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Use an actionable framework to share, scale, accelerate, aggregate, and compound. I created a Johnny Bench rule. Johnny Bench was number 5, played for the Cincinnati Reds in one of the greatest baseball teams that ever played with Ken Griffey Sr., George Foster, Dave Concepcion, and of course, Tom Seaver and Johnny Bench, the catcher, number 5. The Johnny Bench rule says 5-5-5, share with those 5 people every day, use 5 platforms weekly, and spend 5 minutes minimum refining what you're doing every single morning to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially, which will keep the momentum high and the interference at a diminished capacity at an all-time low. Use a framework to track what's working, whether it's in person, on the phone, via email, social media, it doesn't matter. Understand the metrics. Ask for a quantitative analysis. How many people? What type of conversion? What can I do better? We want to test and go. You need to iterate fast. If one platform pitch style isn't resonating, adjust quickly and move on. There's a total addressable community of 7.6 billion people. Are you kidding me? Why are you wasting your time chasing something that's never going to happen? Utilize the Johnny Bench rule, the 5-5-5 rule, and keep on learning. Test and go. The next lesson in You Can't Sell a Secret is the heart and soul of the secret, which is selling as a service. You got to shift your mindset, your heart set, and your handset. Staying too micro-focused on potential pitfalls, future worries, obstacles, void shortages, and mistakes that are only reflections of the meaning that you've given the ones from the past, and everyone has survived those. Knowing that it's not the mistakes that you make that's going to stop you from getting to where you want to be. It will only be the lack of commitment that you have that can overshadow the immediate impact you can make by sharing your secret, your solution, your product or service. Consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, enjoy that pursuit to demonstrate kindness and consistency. Turning potentiality into possibility, into probability, into perspective, turning potential clients into long-term neighbors, community members, collaborators, and coordinators that want to buy from you and sell for you for life, a guaranteed successful formula in any business or personal endeavor. Because people feel served, not sold. You can't sell a secret when you serve it, not sell it. Remember, people don't want to be sold. They want to go shopping with a friend. If you don't share your solution, somebody else will. Somebody else will fill that gap, I guarantee it. Because there's 7.6 billion people in the total addressable community. How many of those people are you utilizing, asking, exposing your essence to? Somebody else will fill that gap, I promise you. Operating from a service mindset, heart set, and handset ensures you stay not only motivated in the present, but inspired in the future, rather than paralyzed by it, interfered with that source of all information and all power that loves you more than your mom. This infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that will allow us to shift our mindset, heart set, and handset to selling is serving. Serve up your secrets. Offer genuine value. What's working, what's not working, what you like, what you don't like, what you know and what you don't know. Position the product, service, or solution or brand as an answer to the questions and suggestions that people have, the problems that they foresee or currently or in the past have incurred. Focus on relationships, not transactions. Seek to create a community of advocates who trust you, that are part of a community that does want to help each other and knows people that can help each other. But we can't do it alone. You can't sell a secret, but you can't give a secret to nobody else. Choosing the right people and the right ideas. Surrounding ourselves with the right people and the right idea for sustainable success. Accelerating where we want to be or better. Ultimately, selling, quote unquote, is nothing more than serving at scale. When you adopt a mindset of genuine care, you'll discover the visibility is less than about the self-promotion and more about ensuring your solution landing in the hands of people who actually need it. Confidence, clarity, and communication will build your foundation. Repetition, exposure, and continual refinement act as your steady beat, reminding the world you're here and ready to help. Does that mean you'll never face judgment or resistance, laughing, scoffing, or making fun of you? Of course not. But when you accept that perfection is not the goal, that impact is, that the lessons lie within the light and the love, you will liberate not only yourself from paralyzing yourself with interference, anxiety, fear, guilt, resentment, but stop waiting for the perfect circumstances and start turning potential into reality. Stop living like a tube, food in, food out, hiding everything in a scarce mode of mindset. Just like setting near-term goals helps counteract uncertainty, practice consistency, sharing your value, conquers the interference, the fear, the reaction to fear, which will drive the meaningful growth. So share your secret. Show up in person, on the phone, via email and media. Show up powerfully as part of the infinite power. Show up time and time again in alignment with the infinite time. Allow it to listen for your audience, your customers, and most importantly, you. Be the one who transforms potential into tangible success by serving first and selling second. Because in the end, it's not about how well you hide your value. It's about how courageous you shine it. You can't sell a secret. Napoleon Hill talked about the principles in selling through life and utilizing the knowledge that we have, the capabilities that we have, the skills and desire in alignment with what is doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well. Think and grow rich. Let your secrets be known to the 7.6 billion people, because you can't sell a secret. This has been David Meltzer. This is our Wednesday Napoleon Hill Institute weekly training. Join us every week. Invite your friends, families. If you like the exercises, guides, my book, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Join us for trainings on Fridays as well, with Q&A Monday. Every day we're available. Join our private networking group. Come and get certified as a coach with Napoleon Hill Institute. Check out all of our programs. If you have any questions, just reach out to me. We are here to change the way you look at things, so that things you look at change. Go ahead and hit it, Gigi. Thank you.